This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live on the website. And we're also on some of the leading Salem radio media group stations out there in some of the biggest markets in America and around the country on our independent stations where we got them in there for good measure here, there, and everywhere. And we're also live via the internet out there streaming on the different websites as well as the syndicator, GCNlive.com, and, of course, my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And we're also out there on the satellite, many different ways to hear us. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, and especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the women and the men out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to the FedEx and UPS drivers, to the bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the crew out there, as well as our suicide jockeys, keeping the gas and the diesel, the jet fuel, and other petroleum products moving so we can move. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Let me do it again. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And we're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And, of course, our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and you'll find out all the different ways to hear us wherever you are at. All right, and joining us right now from California, it's none other than the professor of politics, and thanks for hanging in there, Kyle. Kyle Warren, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And from the northern tundra in the northern peninsula, almost up to north by God, Alabama, we've got Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Yep, and they've been waiting to do that for 2 hours, so there you go. All right. 79 degrees down here and mostly clear skies. I'm assuming you got some good weather up there by you.
It's going to be hot. We got a heat advisory for today, so you're listening up in the panhandle, make sure you stay hydrated and don't do stupid stuff that lands you in the hospital.
Yeah, and how? All right, you guys ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, to coin the phrase, and the former president said it yesterday, it was a sad day for America to see what we saw.
Oh, without a doubt. This is, as Alan Dershowitz said, this doesn't even meet the definition level for a banana republic. The entire indictment is really a political exercise by the far left. When you dissect the charges that were made against him, they are all steeped and based in supposition and a preferred narrative, especially after we saw things, especially after we saw what Tucker Carlson had to show us when he had the surveillance tapes from inside the Capitol building. And when you listen to the speech that Trump made on January 6th, there isn't a thing in there that can be defined as an incitement to riot. There isn't a plea. There isn't a command. There isn't anything except we're going to march peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol building to express our views. That's it.
Well,
so the fact that they could level these charges against him, that he disenfranchised voter rights, boy, that's a stretch, seeing as how all of the electors have to come from the states, and there's a process for contesting them.
Yep. Well, one of CNN's veteran reporters that's been on the scene for maybe 30 years, he came on and did a report and edited the comments of Trump, and in the process made it sound like he was inciting a riot because he took out key phrases and words that were in there.
You know, it's a sad day because when you do that, because Trump is a public figure, he can't turn around and sue the pants off this guy. But the CNN, everybody should be screaming to the point where they just have to shut. You don't do that. You don't edit to make somebody say something else. That's not disingenuous. That's fraud.
That's what he did.
You know, they are executing fraud in trying to make somebody say something. I could sit down for an hour after this program today and edit and edit and edit to make it sound like we are the far leftists.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that's what was said.
Nope.
And it shouldn't have any credibility were I to do so.
Nope.
So truth has to matter. And I don't buy onto this idea that everybody has a truth and everybody's truth is right.
Yep.
That's a bunch of moral relativism that I can't buy. No one should.
Hold that thought. Kyle, you too. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We'll be talking with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there and check out his book, Nullification. Yep, go over there and check out the book, Nullification, over there at UndergroundUSA.com.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. And before we get to Frank Silvato and Kyle Warren and our caller who's holding on the line, I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss. M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, which is where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT, firefighter, police officer, current or retired, and church pastors too, same thing, current or retired, get tremendous opportunities on the vehicle of your choice, new or certified pre-owned. Now, Moss Nissan will take great care of you, and all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. In addition, don't forget, they have Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, they've got dealerships. The flagship store is up in Newport Richey, where the 19 and 54 comes together, and you'll have the opportunity to be able to see them and take advantage of what they have to offer. Just look for the big old American flag. You'll see it about a mile away when you're coming. It's a huge flag. And then Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, right there. And not to forget about the brand new Moss Nissan location in Brooksville, which will be right there where the State Route 50 on the west side of town, State Route 50, merges with the Suncoast Expressway right there. And they're on the south side of the road. Again, great big flag to look for. And you'll see them. You'll see them. And don't forget when you do to tell them the captain sent you. So that's Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And they are really good. All right. First of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
And we have a caller on the line we're going to take right away, and it's Bad Gab and Bob. Okay, Bad Gab and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah. I assume that you've seen the convenience store thing where the guy went in there trying to rob everything out. I don't know which city it was. But anyway, they they weren't having any part of it. They guys tackled him and us, put him down on the ground and started whapping him with a big stick several times. I think it was the guy with the
big stick. It was a broom handle.
Oh, it was a broom handle. I didn't exactly see what it was.
Yeah, broom handle.
It was a broom handle. Well, that just goes to show that the anarchy is gonna happen. That's what's going to happen sooner or later. People are going to, just like back years ago when they got the truck drivers, when they had those riots out in L.A., when the truck drivers, the Indian, the Indian guys started, they brought out their guns and they said, you just ain't doing it in here. So this is the first, one of the first signs of anarchy out at this place. And, it's going to spread too to the other cities, I think, because people are just not going to put up with it any longer. And the second thing I want to talk about was the Trump's judge, that lady judge, the black lady judge, she greeted him as Mr. Trump. In other words, in effect, denying his station as the former president. She's trying to reduce him to a lower level.
And you're surprised?
And this kind of, what? Yeah.
And you're surprised with that? I'm not.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm just commenting or saying it. And I think that's part of it. And this might be a little bit, they can get a change of venue by bringing that up. And I guess Feinstein is, we just don't have the mechanism in the Constitution like we do with the presidency and stuff. That's one of the defects, I think, of the Constitution, where we don't have the mechanism to remove things when they get, when people are going bad in office.
All right.
That's it, Cap.
Okay. Well, Dianne Feinstein, Frank, gave the power of attorney over basically her affairs to her daughter. Does that mean that her daughter gets to vote for?
No, and of course not.
Right. Right.
But it does highlight the fact that the move for direct election of senators by the electorate instead of the appointment by the states was a mistake. The reason that senators were originally appointed to their positions by the state legislatures was precisely for a moment like this.
Yep.
She could have been called back by the state legislature had we not codified the vote for the Senate.
Yep.
And the states would have been protected. You know, at the federal level, the federal government doesn't have any right to remove a senator or a congressman because the states send them. But the direct election of the senators completely screwed the states when it comes to protecting their rights because it put it in the hands of the people. There is nothing in Washington that protects the state anymore. It's all about the political parties. So that's the Feinstein thing. The Mr. Trump thing, you get to do that in court.
You do.
It's not protocol that you have to call somebody by their title. When the indictment was read, they have to call him former president. They did. Now it's acceptable to call him Mr. Trump. And that's even a journalistic standard. You could call a president Mr. if you want to. And it's not really a matter of disrespect. It's just the way that is. And the shopkeepers who took the law into their own hands had to because it was in Brooklyn. And New York isn't enforcing the law anymore when it comes to people who are trying to do that.
Correct.
So the anarchy is already there. This is vigilante justice that we're looking at. And people are going to start taking it into their own hands. And they don't have a choice. If the elected officials are going to handcuff police officers the way that they have and make them fear for their own freedom if they execute their jobs to the oath of their office, what choice do they have?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was quite the broom handle, maybe even a mop handle, but it definitely was a broom or a mop handle whacking the heck out of that guy. I mean, it hurt. It hurt.
Well, you know what? I hate to say it. Well, no, I don't. The guy deserved it.
Sure.
You don't go running into a store and just taking things off the shelf, and I mean by wiping things off the shelf into a rolling garbage can to try and take it out the back door.
Yeah.
No.
Well, the guy that stopped him, and I thought he had a knife in his hand to begin with. I thought I saw that. But the guy that stopped him took a hell of a risk because he basically, with the garbage can and all that, with all the cigarettes in it, that's what he was dumping in there was cigarettes. With all the cigarettes that he was dumping in there, he pushed the trash can and knocked the guy over and down, and that's how he got on top of him.
Yeah, and the cigarettes, you know why he was going for them, because the state and the county cigarette tax in New York City and Brooklyn are astronomical, so on the black market he could make a good buck.
Sure. Okay, Kyle, what's going on there with you?
Well, good morning, Frank. There is a new poll out from Reuters Ipsos, which I think helps to raise the stakes of what Donald Trump is really up against with these charges. We talked about the charges, what the indictment is like and so forth, but there does seem to be about 45% of Republicans, at least according to this poll, that said they wouldn't vote for Trump if he was convicted of a felony crime by a jury, quote unquote. So obviously that does mean that either he's got to make a great case or he's got to beat all these charges or something has to happen here.
Well, 2 points. There was a counter poll done by Freespoke, which is a pretty decent site when it comes to news and being honest. And they said, you know, the results of that poll said point blank that people who supported Donald Trump tripled down on him when it came to will you vote for him. His numbers went up between people who were in the middle and on the right. We got to keep in mind that Reuters is the outlet that provided doctored photographs. They were cut with their pants down back in the 2000s on several different occasions over in the Middle East, doctoring photos to be able to make the Palestinians look like they were being attacked. They found that there was one guy who walked around with a dead child just looking for the cameras all day long to parade in front of the cameras as if this just happened. The writing that and reporting that actually came after that was corroborating the lie that this man was actually trying to do. He had dug the child out of a pile of rubble from something that happened a week earlier. Anybody who has any medical background looked at that cadaver and said that child's been dead for a while. So Reuters and AP have been caught doctoring. I don't trust any poll they put out.
By the way, you want to stick around for another segment, Frank?
You bet.
All right, hold on. Kyle, you hold on. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Friday morning delivery. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's attorney is ripping the latest federal indictment. Outside the courthouse where he was arraigned yesterday, Alina Haba called the indictment election interference against a presidential candidate. She told reporters, quote, President Trump is under siege in a way that has never been seen before, end quote. Two United States Navy sailors are accused of spying for China. The Justice Department announced the arrests of two active duty members yesterday, a 22-year-old sailor based in San Diego, California, and a 26-year-old sailor based out of Naval Base Ventura, north of Los Angeles, were taken into custody Wednesday. They are accused of sending national defense information to Chinese officials in exchange for $15,000 cash. Assistant Attorney General Matt Olson said because of the sailors, sensitive military information ended up in the hands of the People's Republic of China. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. I spoke with them this week, and they're doing fine, and they want to thank everybody for continuing to support them and buy their product. Now, the reason you hear me talking about them, and I've been talking about them for going on 13 years right now, is because I take the product for one simple reason. It works. It works. And if it didn't, you wouldn't hear me talking about them. Now, I've had a major problem with my left ankle, my foot, my leg, the pain, and the suffering and the swelling and all that stuff. And the only thing that I could find out that wasn't narcotic that would take care of it and keep it under control was the Relief Factor. But you had to take it the way it was said to take it. And that was in the morning. Start out with your first meal, your breakfast or brunch or whatever it is. And sometimes I don't get up, but like normal people at, you know, because I'm on the air all night long. Sometimes I don't get up at 8 or 9 or 10 in the morning. I'm up at noon or 1 o'clock or even 2 o'clock. Depends on what's going on. So I take it then. But I take it. It works. And that's because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps my body to support its natural response to inflammation. And it will lower or eliminate the pain and the suffering that you have by going right straight to the source. It is 100% drug-free. No narcotics in this product. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. To put it short and simple, it's like taking a vitamin pill. Okay? Now, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. That gets it all started. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain. After that, you have a choice of how you want to get it, monthly, bi-monthly, You can get it a 2-month supply, a 1-month supply, and you can even buy a 3-month supply if you want. They're all there prorated for the price. The more you buy, the lower the rate is. So think about that. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
1995 on the 3-week quick start, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, and good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, an interesting story or setup of a story is starting to emerge. Kyle and I talked about it earlier, and because one of the parties is in his state, he's got some inside information, I know, because they're talking about it out there, and that's Governor Newsom. Now, he challenged our governor, Ron DeSantis, to a debate. Well, our governor, Ron DeSantis, spoke right up and said, yeah, sure, bring it on. So now Newsom is in the strange position of either having to put up or shut up.
Yeah, I did. Seeing as how Kamala Harris turned DeSantis down for a roundtable debate, I guess we have to go to the second best, which is Gavin Newsom.
Yep.
You know, all that has to be done in that debate is to point out the state that California is in.
Yep.
And just as a sweetener, when he's up there talking about being an everyman and concerned about the people, you have to remind everybody that he was up having a $4,000 plate dinner at the French Laundry in San Francisco during COVID with all of his Silicon Valley buddies, and that's where his war chest came from. So he's about as far from an everyman as anyone can be. I'm also happy to see that the governor of Alaska is starting to package up the homeless up there and studying them to California, which is a sanctuary state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're supposed to accept everybody because that's what California does.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's too cold. It's going to be too cold up there for the homeless, and then they care about their health and well-being, so they're going to send them to the beautiful state of California. I want to hear answers to questions during that debate, and I believe DeSantis is going to wipe the floor with them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear answers about why is San Francisco the way that it is? How come if people go out with their families to have a nice lunch along the boulevard, they have to watch homeless people defecating in front of them on the street?
Right.
Now, so there's a lot of things that could be brought up in this debate that are going to embarrass Newsom and probably hobble his chances for the presidency.
Now, Kyle, I'm going to bring you into this because there's a story that's popped up here on Hot Air, which is one of the Salem Media Group affiliates, that Governor Newsom's office has been linked. Gavin Newsom's office has been linked to funding that illegal Chinese biolab that they discovered this week out there that had several different really bad viral stuff in there that could kill you.
Well, that would be explosive, if true, correct?
I know, but I'm looking at it. I got the story right here in front of me. It's on Hot Air. Just came out.
Yeah, well, obviously, if it's there are connections there, that would be a very, very big deal indeed. But, of course, even in a potential debate between Governor DeSantis and Governor Newsom, it's kind of hard to see what might really be accomplished there in terms of moving the needles. But Governor Newsom certainly would spin a yarn about how wonderful things are. But it's not so much he would say how wonderful things are in California, but he will go to town on things that he wants to point out about Florida and try to put things in the worst light as possible. Mm-hmm. That's what he'd be chomping at the bit for.
All right. Well, Kyle and Frank, and I'll throw this one at you, Frank. I've got the information here. Gavin Newsom's Office of Business and Economic Development was the agency that funded this lab.
Well, I'm gonna point out that China isn't always a player that does even keel above board stuff. So how they couched this project to that council,
yep,
for the grant money could have been completely different than what they're doing. So I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt until proof of a nefarious nature comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doubles down that when you have a Chinese organization, and nothing is private in China, everything is connected to the party in China.
Yep.
We can stop with the canard that, oh, it's just the government that's communist over there. Everybody else is in, they believe in free trade and capitalism. No, they don't. So when China comes over here asking for grant money, our federal government, because it's their purview, international relations is the purview of the federal government. They should have been there to say no, knowing exactly what was coming in, and they dropped the ball. If we're going to allow the state agencies to do that, then we have to, that's something that even nullification should not touch. That's not a state purview. International relations is in the Constitution as the purview of the federal government. They dropped the ball. Now, it's one thing for a state to try to coax business over here, but you've got to be honest enough to understand that when you're dealing with a Chinese business, you're dealing with the communist Chinese government, and therefore they should be exempt from that kind of an effort. So you've got two fails here. The federal government has failed miserably in protecting the borders of our country when it comes to allowing communist Chinese, which by definition is anti-American, anti-capitalism, by allowing them to have a foothold over here where they can bring that kind of contagion over here. And who knows if they weren't, you know, phone could ring, release the hounds, guys, and all of a sudden we've got a pandemic exploding right in California. And you've got a ball being dropped in California because they weren't monitoring it. The state government wasn't monitoring it as they should have been to find out exactly what was going on there. So you got two fails. You know, it's not good. The federal government's not doing its job, and then the state of California was more concerned about bringing money in than what they were doing.
Mm. Well, we got 30 seconds here, and I'm just going to read the headline. It says, leaked documents now expose White House efforts to influence Facebook's handling of COVID misinformation. And it goes down there, and it's a part of it is Fox News, and part of it is, Twitter, and part of it is from SRN News Radio. So there you go. But that's something else, yeah. Kyle.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad the mainstream media is actually starting to pay attention, because people who were grassroots with boots on the ground throughout COVID knew that from the start. So that's a headline right now?
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, we're running out of time. We're going to hear the music come up pretty quick here. Frank, I appreciate you sticking around for an extra segment. It's always a pleasure. And we look forward to getting with the book and seeing what goes on there in the not-too-distant future. They're on their way, I know that.
Yes, they are. You stay low, my friend.
All right, thank you. And Kyle, you hang in there. And Kyle, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we wait for the Sports Zone quarterback to come on the air in the next few minutes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your
mind. Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. It's Friday. It's the final segment of the program for the week, the weekday version of it. And it's brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, my oldest running sponsor. They are the best, the absolute best when it comes to blind shades and shutters. And all you got to do is either stop by their store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota or give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Just schedule an appointment for service or just come on by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, remember, I've been talking to them for 20-plus years. And from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. That goes for you people out of state. If you got something you can't get that pertains to blinds, that pertains to shades or shutters, you can call up Dominic's, and they'll certainly work with you. 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Yep, that's right there in the east side of Sarasota, east of Beneva. And, of course, the phone number at 941-922-2345. Call that number, and they'd be more than happy to talk to you, 941-922-2345. Local, experienced, and the absolute best at what they do, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we have the Sultan of SWAT, the purveyor of big things sports-wise, and insurance, too, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, everybody out there in good old America. And Mr. Warren, the professor of politics, been seeing a couple of your tweets there, sir, a couple of your things out there. You make some good points, young man, on your political views. I like it. I like it. So hopefully I can make some good on the air. You got it, man. Hopefully I can make some good on the sports side of things. Well, they kicked it off last night. The good old Cleveland Browns beat the New York Football Jets. And that was 21-16. Everybody says the New York Football Giants, so I figured I'd switch it up a little bit. So anyway,
yeah, but you'll make them mad if you say the wrong thing. Remember that.
Oh please, they haven't been the New York Giants baseball for how long now? A lot of years.
They're the New Jersey Giants.
There you go, good one, Captain. Yeah, that's a good trivia joke for everybody out there. You can stump some of your friends. How many teams play their football games in New York? And you get most people say, well, three. The Jets, the Bills, the Giants. No, just the Bills.
Yep.
The other two play in Jersey. So there you go. Good one, Captain. So people know that out
there. Yeah, there's still rumored that Jimmy Hoffa is somewhere in one of those end zones.
Yes, he is. That was a good movie by Mr. Jack Nicholson portraying, you know, Mr. Hoffa. Interesting Teamster Union stories, to say the least, Captain. How about NASCAR? They're going to be up in good old Michigan. They're on the playoff bubble, a lot of these guys. Martin Truex is going to be the favorite to win this thing. He's been on a roll. He's always in the hunt, old Martin Truex, number 19.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if he can do it. The other famous 19 would be Mr. Johnny Unitas. Boy, he was a heck of a ball player back in the day, wasn't he, Captain?
Yeah, with the fingers he couldn't straighten up.
Oh, boy, he found a way to win.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was for all our friends up there in the Lamore area. Rooted him in. So, and now we're in full gear with baseball, right, Cal? 54 games left roughly for most of the teams. This is when it gets down and dirty, to say the least. So, any predictions, Kyle, that you foresee in the future for who's going to make the playoffs?
Well, not at this point. I know the Orioles were doing well the other day, but have they kept that up?
Matter of fact, yes.
They're 67. They have 67 wins. Very impressive. Nobody saw this coming. Give Baltimore a lot of credit. They'll be playing the Mets tonight at 7 o'clock, speaking of the Orioles. And What a disaster. We're talking about the football teams. Well, the Mets, they were looking like they were going to have be a front runner to win the, World Series this year. Boy, did it come apart. Now they've done a fire sale. Scherzer's with the Rangers. Verlander's back with the Astros. I feel for the Mets fans. They've went through a lot the past few years thinking they're going to turn the corner and not make it happen. And then Yankees, 57 wins. They're still in the hunt. It's going to be a dogfight to see who gets the wild card this year, to say the least. What a tough division. The AL East, the Rays, the Blue Jays, the Yankee Sox. You know, you can't deny it. And then obviously the Orioles lead it. The other surprise team is the Marlins. They'll be taking on the Rangers tonight at 8:05.
Affectionately known as the Fish.
The Fishies, the good old Miami Marlins, originally the Florida Marlins. And they're hanging in there, too. So it's just going to be a real dogfight to the end. Like I said earlier, I like to see the Angels with Ohtani, and Trout will be back here soon. Your team, Cal, find a way to get into the playoffs. I think it'll be an interesting story for everybody to see Ohtani on the national spotlight. You know, you guys being out on the West Coast, a lot of people don't get to see him as much on the East Coast. And a lot of people don't really get into baseball until the playoffs. So I want to see Ohtani. He's been great for the sport this year. He'd be great. So we'll see if they can find a way to get in there.
John, and he's just got his 40th home run.
Yeah. I don't know if he can. Can he go, you know, every other game now? And get a home run, that'd be interesting. He'd eclipse 60 if he could pull it off. So
Exactly right. Yeah. Sometimes he does too. Yeah.
Exactly. No, he's going to have to be on a, you know, to get to 60, Kyle, he's going to have to get probably one every 9 at bats to pull it off. So that's not easy to do.
Nope.
That's a pile of wow. It's through the roof. So we'll see, though. If anybody can do it, it's him. He has that natural lefty swing to do it, that uplifting swing now that they're teaching. That's why, you know, that's a great question to ask you and the captain, Kyle. Do you like the way the game has changed to where it's turned into pretty much home run derby with the upward swing and not as big as the emphasis to put the ball in play? What do you think, Kyle, about that? And then we'll ask Cap. Go ahead.
Well, that's a very interesting question. Yeah, you certainly do seem to see more of that. But I think a lot of that has to do, obviously, with training, too. You know, they've got different methods and sort of different approaches in the modern times now.
Yes, sir. What do you think, Captain?
Well, everything is going to get changed in one way or another, and what was old is new, and what's new is old, if you know what I mean. When you think you got something figured out, all of a sudden they go and they change it again.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I've always said you strike out, you fly out, you ground out. What's the difference? An out's an out. Now, you know, putting the ball in play, do you increase your chances? Sure you do. But, you know, if you can find a way to, you know, get to 40 home runs, you know, get your team to get a bunch of guys that hit 40 home runs, I think you're going to end up the season pretty doggone good. It used to be 25. So it's like you said, times are changing, a lot of things happening. So we'll, you know, next week, everybody will, start their exhibition season. They've moved it to 3 games now for the people out there. That's why they're starting another week later. But, I think 3 games is plenty for the exhibition.
All right. Well, listen, you got 30 seconds, so you got to step on it.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, Cap. Well, the main, you know, I just want to share that with the audience. Folks, you hear me with the Captain Money Wednesday and Friday. If I can help anybody out with their insurance needs, give me a call, 813-966-1052. More times than not, I can save you money or get you a better policy, and Captain can verify that. Again, give me a call, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Cap. Kyle, everybody out there, have a safe weekend. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. And, of course, here comes the noise coming up. Kyle, appreciate you very much, and we will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition. So have yourself a great day and stay cool.
Thank you, Captain. Have a great day, everybody.
All righty. And that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Go over to his website, kylewarrenshow.com. Lenny in Atlanta, thanks for that information. I can't really say a lot about it, but Lenny's telling me that Nancy Pelosi and company knew all about this rally in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th, 90 days before it happened, because you had to let them know 90 days ahead of time. See you tonight in a Radidio. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.